Hello, everybody. This is Ryan Turbefill with Capstone Investment Financial Group. I'm here with Aiden Schultz. I don't know that a lot of you have had a chance to meet him yet, but he's the a new advisor here with Capstone. Started at the beginning of the year, so excited to have him with me today. I thought we would just jump on a little podcast here to kind of give you our thoughts on the markets, the economy, and kind of everything that's going on in the world, and how it's affecting your money and kind of our recommendations for planning. It's March 18th, Wednesday. The Federal Reserve just met this morning. While the Federal Reserve did not cut interest rates today, there was some positive things that came out of it. They did say the economy growth was stronger than expected. The GDP, which stands for the gross domestic product, and the measure of kind of growth in the United States, is now expected at 2.4% this year, which is a slight revision upwards. Also, too, the long-term growth projected was 2.3% in 2027, which is also slightly higher. So, kind of with everything, a lot of negative news out there, a little bit of positivity for you on this Wednesday. So, anyways, yeah, just a little bit there. We'll kind of go more into obviously everything that's on people's minds of the war conflict of Iran, oil prices, and in the volatility we've seen in the markets here recently. But as some of you have met or kind of read Aiden's bio, his background is in economics. And so I thought it'd be great for Aiden to take it from here and kind of let us know his thoughts on the volatility being caught or kind of around the Iran's conflict war with oil prices and the effects on the stock market. So, Aiden, what do you think?
Yeah, thanks, Ryan. So yeah, the war in Iran has obviously created a lot of uncertainty and volatility in the markets. We see an increased sensitivity to smaller decisions and things we see in the news every day. We see the markets have a bigger impact from smaller things. A lot of this uncertainty is coming directly from the closure of the Strait of Hormuz. Iran has said that their strait is closed to the US and its allies, and this obviously has a big impact on global economies, as about 20% of global oil flows flow through the Strait of Hormuz. And we see markets reacting directly to potential supply disruptions. And why this matters is an increase in oil prices leads to an increase in inflation pressure, and companies have to see and make a decision on what they're going to do. This obviously impacts their shipping and transportation costs, and companies have to decide, are they going to eat the costs on their books, or are they going to pass it down to the consumers? So obviously, inflation staying elevated directly relates to the Fed staying cautious. They're not going to make any sudden rash decisions. And to quote Jerome Powell from the Fed meeting today, the implications of developments in the Middle East for U.S. economy or for the U.S. economy are uncertain. And the main message and takeaway of this is, these fluctuations are uncertainty driven. There's not economic problems that we don't see in the structure. It's more just uncertainty on what's going to happen next.
And I think, Aiden, you're right, that we've told kind of a lot of our clients that the market hates uncertainty more than anything else, and we have that in spades right now. And I think kind of depending on how long this war or conflict, however you want to phrase it, with Iran continues and impacts oil prices, it's kind of what the market's trying to price in, right? I mean, I think that's kind of what it boils down to. And without knowing kind of how long that's going to linger, I think short term, if this gets cleared up and oil starts to flow relatively quickly, it should just be kind of a blip on the radar that we look back to and almost forget. If it remains elevated for quite a bit longer, where oil prices are $90 to $100 a barrel, yeah, I think it could have some impacts on the on the market, do you think, Aiden, that it could be start to flow into consumers'
Yeah, certainly.
discretionary spending and
Absolutely.
kind of the corporate earnings. The only two, Aiden, there's that company that we've followed for decades, called Earnings Scout. And Aiden and I were just talking about that this morning. Aiden, do you want to kind of see what you've seen kind of with the Earnings Scout report here last week, and I guess why Earnings Scout has remained fairly positive on the US stock market?
Earnings Scout has he looks at a lot of different factors. He doesn't take things too rationally. He likes to look directly at companies' earnings, and he sees that earnings are continuing to grow. And at the end of the day, the markets are a company-based thing, so it's less related to that and or to the conflict in Iran and more to corporate earnings.
Yep, I think that's essentially right. What a stock price is kind of the future cash flow of earnings from a company. And again, those have been that the rate of change, the change of those earnings have been positive, which he has remained what we call bullish or positive on the U.S. market. And he's one that definitely has had a lot of pessimism in is since we've been following him. But anyways, one area of positivity with Earnings Scout. But again, to Aiden's earlier point, if oil prices remain elevated, retailers all of a sudden have to pay more for shipping costs. Does that start cutting their earnings? Therefore, it would then impact stock prices directly. But one thing we try to do here is set up our clients' portfolios prior to volatility like this. You just see such huge swings. I think today I had a meeting, so I think the market was up by 150 points, or the Dow Jones Industrial Index was up 150 points. And by the time I came back from my meeting, it was down by 800. And I joked with Aiden that I can't even leave the office without him holding up the market. But all joking aside, we try to set things up because if you try to make trades kind of during this environment, it's hard because there are just some wild swings, as you guys have seen this time. So what we try to do prior to is look up. One, have diversification, international markets, have some different currency exposure, as last year the US dollar definitely got hit. Also too, we have gold in almost all of our portfolios, as kind of that ultimate hedge. And so again, we don't try to make a lot of knee-jerk reactions to the news cycle or what's going on. But again, we're not sitting here on our hands. If we do see data earnings start to deteriorate, by all means, we will make adjustments. So something we are paying very, very close attention to. But yeah, Aiden, do you have anything else before we kind of wrap up the podcast here?
I do not. I think we covered it all, covered all grounds.
Okay. Well, I appreciate you guys listening. It's definitely a lot of unconcerning times. What we try to do is kind of, at least when we come into our office, whether it's in the Denver Tech Center or Colorado Springs office, try to break out some of the noise, but really just trying to focus on your money. And there's a lot going on out there, and don't want to minimize that by any means. But just trying to keep an eye on your long-term goals for our clients. And if there's ever any questions regarding the markets, the news cycle, or just the longer-term financial planning, reach out to your advisor. And again, thanks for trusting us in times like this. Talk soon. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye.